Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Oh, I love anything creative. You know, as the pawtographer, I really like to do things that are outside the box and creatively driven. My next guest takes it even further than I could dream of, and I love it. I want to welcome to the show Dawn Omboy, who is a expert in creative styling and creative grooming. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
For those who are just hearing those terms for the first time, maybe describe to them what creative styling and creative grooming really is.
Well, you know, people have been putting color on dogs for years and years. I don't know. Some people that are a little bit older might remember seeing Doris Day with all the different colored poodles, the picture of her.
Sure.
Ladies have been doing it for years, but what we've done is taken it just a little bit further than just slapping some hair color on a dog. It's all about beauty and styling and basically a lot of one-on-one time with your dog. It's something that the dogs love, and we love it too.
Yeah, and we have had the chance at Pet World Insider on our video side to spend some time with some people who are doing creative styling, and you are right. It is a lot of time. You've got to have a lot of skill to be doing what you're doing for creative styling and the competitions that you guys do. My goodness.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sculpting that goes on with the dogs and just coming up with different designs and things like that. You're looking for things that are going to contour to the dog's body. And, of course, you want it to be something that the dog is comfortable with and happy with as well.
Sure. And if you're having a problem kind of trying to imagine this, let me just say that I have been to competitions where they have turned poodles and other dogs into panda bears, lions, creatures from Star Wars. I mean, you name it. If you can think of it, these people have the expertise to come up with it and do it. And I think before those of you who are naysayers go, oh, that's so mean to the dogs love it. I have been there numerous times. The dogs really seem to enjoy that interaction and that attention they're getting, not only during the grooming, but also when they're up on display with the groomers. Has that been your experience as well?
Oh, absolutely. What do dogs need, crave, and want more than anything?
Attention. Yep.
And that's what they're getting while they're being worked on and after they're being worked on. You know, every now and then you'll run into a dog that doesn't appreciate the extra attention and doesn't want to do creative styling, and you know. And you just have to respect that dog. I had one particular dog that was like that. She went through the whole process of getting ready for a competition and, you know, working on them little by little for months at a time to get the dog ready. This particular dog loved everything leading up to the competition, but the day we got into the ring, she hated that part. And I begged her. I said, oh, Jewel, please just get me through this part. If you'll just do this for me one time, I promise I won't ever make you do it again. I do want you to know that that was the very first time I ever had a first place win in the ring. And I promised
phenomenal.
That dog that she wouldn't have to do it again. So guess what? She got shaved down after we got back, and I never made her go in the ring again.
That is a sweet story.
Some of them like it. Most of them love it. But every now and then you'll have one that just doesn't like something about it. And Jewel just did not.
Where do you come up with your ideas to do these? Because some of them are just amazing.
The ideas come from anywhere and everywhere. For instance, you've got people with little kids who like Disney and Pinocchio and that kind of thing. And so that's where your themes will come from. One particular thing that I had done came from a hat. Another idea came from a keychain that a lady handed to me. She handed me this pretty little pewter keychain with a hummingbird on it. And I said, oh, that's so pretty. I can put that on a dog. So the ideas just come from anywhere.
Everybody out there is probably wondering, so once you do this to the dogs, how long do they have to stay looking that way?
Until you, as the artist and groomer and the person who loves that dog, gets tired of it. A lot of times when you're making something, making a design on a dog, you get ideas for your next creation, and it'll actually evolve into the next thing that you're going to do on your dog.
Creative styling and creative grooming are similar, but my understanding, creative styling is more aimed towards the competitions. Creative grooming is something you're doing on a daily basis. What kinds
of... Yeah, there's salon creative, which is creative styling. That's usually when you have clients that come in and they just want a little color here or a little something there, or maybe even an easy animal print done on the dog, which, you know, to me, that's easy. Some people would look at it and go, oh, gosh, but... You know, those of us that are doing it for a while, have been doing it for a while, can do these things and do them rather quickly and efficiently. Everything that we use on these dogs are perfectly safe. Respect for the dog and safety for the dog are always, always our first concern.
Absolutely. And I've seen that not only from specific groomers that I've had the pleasure of watching them do this, but also in the competitions. That's something that they really stress. And,
oh, yeah, and I can't tell you how many of those dogs that you've seen are rescues.
I think that's a great aspect to it.
Yeah, a lot of them are rescues and rehomes, and it's just amazing.
Are there specific breeds of dogs that are better suited for these types of things?
Well, if you're going to do a lot of sculpting and carving in the coat and coloring, standard poodles or poodles in general, because of their coat texture and consistency, are actually the better ones to use. But I have judged creative styling for about 7 years now, and I have seen lots of different breeds in the ring. And it's exciting to see different breeds coming into the ring. Linda Jampe from Canada recently did clipper art on a shaved-down Cocker Spaniel that was just stunning. This was a black dog, and when she cut the pattern into the dog, there was no additional color put on this dog. It was just the dog's skin and the color contrast between the black coat and the lighter colored skin that made the most awesome design you could imagine.
Wow, that is incredible. And I'll bet you've seen some incredible designs. When you think about it, what are one or two that just really jump out for you?
Lori Craig's Lion was a great one.
Yes.
There was one that was done by a Jennifer Orlick from the Chicago area. She competed in Hershey 1 year, and she did one of the most awesome dragons I have ever seen. I like to see elegance in the creative grooming, and that would have been Megan Mulcahy's design that she did several years ago. I think it was called Charmed. And she had just done her white poodle with black accent. And she did a Celtic knot on the dog's back, had it all carved and colored in. And then the top knot down to the crest, down the crest and to the withers, she had that hair rolled and curled with a hot iron into like bump curls all the way down, and it was just simply stunning.
Wow. I'm enamored with it. It's more than just, hey, I want to turn my dog into a panda. It is truly an art form and something that I know I've experienced in watching it. The animals really are getting a lot out of it. And if they weren't willing to participate, there'd be no way to do what you all are doing. I know that you're a part of, you've got a great Facebook group going there. If you're on Facebook, you can track them down, Creative Grooming. And then Dawn also has phenomenal supplies available for doing this for groomers, queenofcolor.net. We're definitely going to have you back on, Dawn, to talk more about this. We didn't even get into grooming, and you're an expert at that, obviously, to be able to do these things. Thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.